is all that we need. God is all and all in all. God is all that we need in every single situation in our lives. Do you mean even in times of trouble? Especially in times of trouble. I was coming to church on Tuesday morning, and I stopped at the exit of our complex. It's snow on the ground, slippery, and there is this beloved African man driving on a 15 miles per hour. He was about 45 miles per hour. When I looked at my mirror, I see he's coming like a bullet. So I moved forward as much as I can without being hit by incoming traffic on Reisterstown Road. And lo and behold, bam, on the back of my car. My very first reaction was, praise the Lord. I got out of the car. And they look, and he has a little child on the back seat of the car. And they come, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. You want me to clean it? I told him, you are an idiot. Take your hands off of my car. I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. I hold my brakes, but it wouldn't stop. I said, because there is ice on the ground. I saw how fast you're coming. I move forward 25, 30 feet, and you still hit me. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I said, will you stop saying that you're sorry? You have a baby on the back of your car. This baby is not so strong with a car impact. But my very first reaction was to blow up, so I had to quickly respond, praise the Lord! And I end up calling the poor guy idiot. And then afterwards I said, I'm sorry I called you an idiot. Because you are, but I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. It's not right. It's not nice. The way that we react to different situations, you know, it can vary a lot. But there's no better thing to do than to call on the Lord in every single trouble in life. Let me show you. You have your Bible, right?
Yes.
Let's have some fun. There's no better way to react when troubles hits the door than to remember that God sees every trouble that you go through, and he's willing to help. Listen to Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. Is that a book in the Bible? Yes. N-A-H-U-M, Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. What is that? Right after Micah. Listen to Nahum 1, 7. Let's read it. The Lord is good, a refuge. And what does he do in trouble? So when troubles hit the shore, when troubles hit home, one of the best things that you and I can do is run to the Lord and hide in the Lord. Because he will take care of those who trust him.
Yes.
Talking to Dr. John Dalton, and he say, I just can't understand how did this shoulder went back into place. I don't know how that happened. Did I do? I know somebody. You know, when I fell and felt miserable, I didn't think about suing Home Depot like everybody wants me to do, even the doctor wants me to sue Home Depot. Somebody said, boy, you can retire. I said, no, my family don't sue people. I will not do that. My very first reaction when that lemon came up here, you know, it popped out, something round was right on the top here. And then Masa was brought back to my foot, and I did like this. And you know, the adrenaline is high. You don't feel much, but once the blood cools off, then you know how sweet it is. But my very first reaction was, I prayed. So Lord, I bind Satan and all his scheme and his attempt to knock me down. In the name of Jesus, I command every damaged cell and tissue in this body to be restored back to life. Amen. It was my very first reaction. Then I called Marcia. And before I could finish, she said, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I couldn't even start. I mean, finish saying what I was saying. She jumped in the name of Jesus. And she's praying and praying and praying. That socket, he says that there's some kind of ball around here that keeps things in place. He said that the lemon that you saw was the bone that came out, and it went back right in. When we are in trouble, the Bible says that God is good enough, to care for us in times of trouble. So when trouble hits shore, the very first thing that you and I should remember is that He is a good God, and He is willing to take care of those who trust in Him in times of trouble. Tell your neighbor, God will take care of you in times of trouble.
God will take care of you in times of trouble.
When we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting on verse 7, we have another promise about running to God in times of trouble. Listen to this. We now have this light shining in our hearts. But we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. Verse 8. We are pressed on every side by, but we are not crushed. When the trouble presses every side, we have this strength that comes from God that will not allow His people to be crushed. He says, we're perplexed, but not driven to despair. Perplexity may come when trouble comes along, but God's people will never despair. Amen? Listen to the backslider translation. Watch this. As it is, there's not much chance of that. You know for yourselves that we are not much to look at. We have been surrounded and battered by troubles. But we were not demoralized. We were not demoralized when troubles hit. For some reason, we feel so goofed up when troubles hits home. Like once you became a believer, you will never have troubles. Absolutely not, Jesus said. In this world, you better be ready. You're going to have trouble. But be of good courage. It's nothing that you can't handle. So when trouble comes, God will make sure that you and I will not be demoralized. Everybody knows what demoralized means, right? When troubles hits the door, we should remember that God will keep us alive. Say amen.
Amen.
Listen to Psalm 138, verse 7. God will keep you and I alive in time of trouble. Listen to this. Well, let's read it together. When I walk into the thick of trouble, with one hand strike my foes,
ha, 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 ha.
You know, on the thickness of trouble, God will keep us alive. It's one of the many facets of God. You know, one of the many faces of God. You make sure that even when you and I go through trouble, He will keep us alive. Let's go to Isaiah 43:2. When trouble hits shore, you and I should remember. Let's read it. When you're in and over your head, I'll be there with you. When you're in rough waters, you're not to go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, God will not allow His people to be demoralized. God will not allow His people to be crushed by trouble. The New Living Translation put this verse a little bit better. Give me the NLT here, brother. When you go through deep waters or waters of trouble, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulties, don't worry. You're not going to go drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up because the flames will not consume you. When troubles hit shore, we can certainly rest upon God that is willing to take care of His people. Did you know that the Lord will even cause you and I to rejoice in the middle of troubles? You know that? Let's go to Psalms 31:7. Watch this. Will you care to read it with me? I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. God will see your trouble and my trouble and will cause you and I to rejoice in the midst of trouble. This is why Jesus said, be of good courage. Because God sees our trouble and He will cause us to rejoice and to be glad even in the midst of affliction. Give me the New Living Translation here, brother. Let me see something here. I will be glad and rejoice in your unfailing love. Why? So, in the midst of the trouble, you may rest assured that God has seen your troubles. And He cares enough to give you gladness and joy so you can rejoice in His unfailing love even in the midst of trouble. Amen. We are no troublemakers. We are not seeking for troubles, but let it come. God will give us the power to rejoice even amidst of trouble. Did you know that one of the best time, for you and I to find grace is when we are in trouble? Amen. Brother preacher, give them Hebrews 4:15 and 16. It is in time of trouble. It's the best time for you and I to find grace. Would you care to read it with me? For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, Did you know the word need there can be translated as trouble too? So what you're saying? In times of trouble, there is so much grace. So much grace around the throne that we can come boldly. Approach the throne knowing that we will have help in times of trouble. Say amen. I know y'all don't get in trouble. It's a church down the street. When troubles hit the door, remember yourself that you can find comfort in God in times of trouble. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 and verse 4. Would you care to read it with me? Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comfort us. Trouble hits the door, run to God. God is going to comfort you, because next time you meet somebody on the road that goes through the same trouble that you went through, you've been taught how to do it, then you can comfort them as God has comforted you in the time of trouble. Isn't that something? We can find comfort in God in times of trouble. And you know, it gets better. God will give you peace. A peace that the world cannot understand in times of trouble. Did you know that? John 14, 27. Listen to this. Let's read it. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. So no matter what the trouble is, relax. You've got the peace of God within you. The real stuff, not like the world gives, you know. The real stuff. So in times of trouble, we can be at peace. We can relax because Jesus promised to give us His peace. And that's the peace that Paul says that surpasses all understanding. You know, in Psalms 34, verse 5 and 6, we are encouraged to call on Him in times of trouble. Did you know that? We are encouraged to call on Him in times of trouble. Listen to this. Those who look to Him are, their faces are never covered with shame. Why? Glory to God. Maybe you should ask somebody, how are you doing, radiant one? This poor man called, and the Lord hold him and saved him from some of his troubles. Isn't you God great? Isn't He great? My Lord, we are encouraged to call upon Him. And He promised that He will hear when you and I call Him. And save us from all our troubles. Why? Because He wants to see a radiant smile on your face. Amen? Amen. Psalms 46:1 has another powerful statement. Let's read it. God is our refuge. When trouble hits the door, hide in God. Because you're going to find the strength all the time in times of trouble. I wonder what the NLT says. Brother preacher, God is our refuge and strength. Always ready to help when? So when trouble comes, you can count on God. Tell your neighbor, when trouble comes, you can count on God. I wonder what the Backslider translation says. I was so excited about the scripture, I didn't check. God is a safe place to hide. Ready to help. What a wonderful God we serve. Amen. And you know what? It's not so complicated, folks. When we are living godly lives, you can be sure that God will come at your rescue. Did you know that? Amen. Brother Preacher, give me Psalms 37, 39, and 40. Listen. Well, let's read it together. The Lord rescues who? He is their fortress. The Lord. Tell somebody it's good to be godly. When we are godly, the God of Israel will come and rescue you and I in times of trouble. Amen. He will come and rescue the godly in times of trouble. Brother Preacher, give him the Nev-inspired version, this thing here. Let me see. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked. Why? It's a wonderful God that will be looking after us every day, 24 hours, every moment, especially in times of trouble. You know, righteous people, despite of the fact that they are righteous, they still get in trouble here and there. You know that? I mean, not you guys here, you know. But church people, despite of all the teaching, they still get in trouble. But you know, don't you worry. Don't you dare to worry, because Psalm 34:9 says that even when church people get in trouble, there's some solution. Listen to this. Psalms 34:19. Read it with me. A righteous man. What happened then? There is sure deliverance for righteous people, especially in times of trouble. You know, when I think about this and I look at my God, what a mighty God we serve, huh? What a wonderful God. Righteous people, they may get in trouble, but you know, the Lord will deliver them from all their troubles. What does the Backslider translation say? It's here, brother. I didn't check. A little crazy. Disciples so often get into, but? Tell somebody, God is there every time when you're in trouble. Isn't he great? I'm going to wrap up tonight by telling you that God will keep you company in times of trouble. Just to make sure that you are never, ever, ever, ever alone. Especially in time of trouble. Why would he keep me company? Well, while you're in trouble, he's along with you. He's getting you out of it. But don't you dare to think that you're alone when you're in trouble, because you're not. Listen to Psalms 91, verse 14 and 15. Let's read it. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. Listen to verse 15. You will call upon me. And guess what? You've got company when trouble hits the door. Your God promises to be with you, keep company to you in times of trouble. When the doctor was doing the exam and testing my arm, I couldn't do anything. When I was going home, I literally had to have my chin against the steering wheel so I could change gears because this hand was not moving. I was like this all the time. Couldn't move it. If I would move, I would scream like a girl. After the prayer, I prayed, Marcia prayed, I went home, I lay down. That was on Wednesday morning. On Friday, when I went to see the doctor, he told me, do this. I said, how can I do that? Oh boy. Do this. I cannot do that. Well, do this. I don't know what part I can do that you don't understand. So he gave his whatever diagnosis, said, I'm going to reverse that in the name of Jesus. And he goes, what is puzzling me is, how did this thing went back? I don't know how that happens. I know who did it. I have a private orthopedic doctor, Dr. JC. Now I have to consult the neurosurgeon, is that all right? Orthopedic surgeon to take care of the rotator cuff. Whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. My Bible says that he, when we are sick and in bed, God becomes our nurse. And he nurses us back to health. So I left on Friday night. Saturday morning, he calls. I gotta see you. Can you be here at 12 o'clock? I said, yes. What happened? I gotta see you. So got in there. He studied during the night. He's a nephrologist and internal medicine doctor. So I said, I have done few shoulders all my life. How are you doing? He said, I'm blessed. How did the tablet work? I said, it didn't work. I have a strong diarrhea right now. Tablets don't go with me. So he said, do this. So I went. And he's looking. Do this. So I went. And then he says, do this. So I did this. And then before he said anything, I did this. He says, what happened? I told you, we're going to talk to a higher doctor. Folks, we will call upon him. And he will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. And you know what? He will deliver us and honor our faith in him. Because he is a very present help in times of trouble. You know, at one time I had on my bedroom, Paul will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with Paul in trouble. I will deliver Paul and honor Paul. I had my name in there, Paul Santos. Make it personal. Why not? We serve a rising Savior that is in the world today, willing to take care of his children. So next time that you find yourself in trouble, don't be troubled. And don't go through the trouble of being troubled, because your God is a very present help in times of trouble. Amen? Very present help in times of trouble. Nothing to be afraid of. Amen? May God help us to heed his word in our hearts.